Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion and News Views, my views on the news that's topical around us as we speak. As you all know, Zacharias Mousavi is on trial. This is that self-proclaimed member of Al-Qaeda who pledges allegiance to Osama bin Laden, and he's the guy who was trying to learn how to fly planes sideways, but not how to land them. That's how he was arrested several years ago, before September 11. But despite $5 billion a month that is being spent on the war in Iraq, and 2,300 more Americans killed in Iraq, and tens of thousands of Iraqis killed in Iraq, the civil war about to start in Iraq, we actually have only found, or our government has only found, one man to put on trial for a crime that he did not directly commit, because he was in jail before the event actually happened. Anyway, so the government wants to put Mousavi on trial, which is a good thing. I hope they put him away for life, but they want to put him to death. My problem with that whole thing is that if we can find that he was actually part of the 20 hijackers, then absolutely, I have no problem with him being put to death. However, at other times, the government claims there was some other guy who was supposed to be the 20th hijacker. So it is such a failure of our government that they have 20 hijackers that they say 19 died. One was actually turned away at our borders by immigration. But this is the one man that we're going to put to death, or we're trying to put to death. In the meantime, even with an open and shut case, and this guy basically saying he belongs to Al-Qaeda, he was part of the plan originally of flying planes into buildings, even though he says he was not part of the September 11 plan, he's the only one the government wants to put to death. And even then, the government's lawyers basically destroyed the very case that we had against him by more than once, actually three times, this woman lawyer going out and coaching government witnesses on what to say, making a laughing stock of our system of justice, making a laughing stock out of basically our attempts to find the people who were behind September 11. How much worse could it get? The thing that I really found interesting was that this Zacharias Mousavi's mother was actually attending the court hearings, and she actually, I think, was very disappointed, and she burst into tears and said, "This is not my son anymore." There was another lady that she ended up meeting with, whose son, 37-year-old Brad, was basically killed in the World Trade Center. I love what this woman, Mrs. Taylor, said. Even though she lost her son on September 11, she says she opposes capital punishment anyway, but she hopes Mousavi is not put to death. She said, "I just feel that's not our call, and it's strange to me that someone who really hasn't done anything can get this kind of sentence." That's really the crux of the matter. This guy was in jail already, and the government wants to put him to death. How much of a failure of justice is this that we have not found anybody else except a guy who was in jail on the day a crime was committed, and we want to put him to death? Anyway, if that's how, and even then, the government lawyers were cheating, contempt of court, breaking the rules, etc., etc. And as a result, the guy may not only not get put to death, he may actually have a mistrial and still be laughing at us for many years to come. Then the other interesting thing I found was this John Paul Miracle probed. Now, this is interesting in the sense that we know everybody is very sensitive about religion, and I, having gone to Catholic school all my life in Pakistan, actually have a lot of respect for my Catholic friends and my Christian friends, and I had respect for the previous Pope, John Paul. However, it is so funny to see the Vatican trying to turn him into a saint on like a high priority basis or something. So they have actually discovered or are investigating reports of a miracle that is attributed to him. Apparently, the Pope died on April 2nd. And then there was a nun in France who had Parkinson's disease. The Pope dies on April 2nd. After his death, the sisters in her convent basically say, "Pray to the Pope, the late Pope John Paul, for your cure, or for this woman's cure." And voila, on June 2nd, literally about 2 months later, this sister/nun is cured of Parkinson's disease. Now, the thing I find very funny is that this woman is cured by the Pope 2 months after his death, and she is cured of a disease that he died from. So it's very funny, in my humble opinion at least, that, you know, this is just they're making a joke out of religion and people's faith. Anyway, the thing I found more interesting was a news item that today, that I believe has Katie Couric as her as the daytime host, is planning on jumping ship and going to CBS, and they're basically talking about who would replace her. And I see two names here, and they are Campbell Brown, who I have seen on NBC, both in the election coverage of President Bush's first election, I think, and Natalie Morales as the top contenders for the job. So they're wonderful ladies, wonderful professionals. My vote goes to Campbell Brown. She's gorgeous, she's intelligent, she's smart, she's firm. She's absolutely a great interviewer. I think she would be a great, great, great host for the Today Show. And I think with her, the show could go more places than Katie Couric ever took it. But that's just, again, in my humble opinion. This is an item that I see in the Long Island section of the Daily News. This is, this says, you might have heard the news about somebody having lost a show award-winning dog that was lost at JFK, and apparently he's out there somewhere running around near JFK Airport. How bad are things, and how funny is it that we're supposed to be a nation at war, and we should be thinking about war and terrorism and whatnot, but there's almost this two-thirds of a page article, how 33 psychics are hunting for the missing dog at JFK. I mean, why don't we use these 33 psychics to try to hunt Bin Laden, for God's sakes? Anyway, they're busy hunting a dog. Whoa, I have another thing from the Daily News. This one is Kate Moss. And I don't know if the camera can get this picture. This is Kate Moss. Apparently, she's back on top. And wow, she actually, the reason I had to share this with you is she actually is beginning to look like a woman. If you remember, I've said this in the past, when Kate Moss was this skinny model for Calvin Klein jeans, that alone was a reason enough for me not to buy Calvin Klein's. I actually used to say she looked so much like a boy that the only man who would probably like her would be Michael Jackson. Anyway, moving right along. You know, there's this guy who I always thought is a decent actor. I don't like his smirk and his, like, very cocky attitude as if he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, I have such great respect for George Clooney. He is really probably one of the few people in Hollywood who is speaking his mind, who is saying things that make sense. He's taken you know, great swings at right-wing conservatives, but he has also hit out at gutless Democrats for basically not standing up to Bush and to the Iraq war that was basically foisted on the American people. So George Clooney, you're a good actor. Girls think you're a great looking guy. But I think you're a great American for having the courage to speak up, and you have my vote whenever you come out with a movie or whenever you decide to run for office. And this one is kind of interesting. This brings us back to September 11 that we started the conversation and the show with. This is about the LA police chief, Mr. Bratton, William Bratton. William Bratton, I think, was the police chief in New York many years ago. He has spent more than 125 days traveling out of town, the town of Los Angeles, that has more crime probably than even New York does. And he has spent 125 days of the year traveling. And he is leaving soon for a 9-day business trip to Israel. And this is the question I have been asking myself. On September 11, one of the things that was very curious to me was Bernard Kerik, that bald, corrupt, fraud, you know, bribe-taking or commission-taking, kickback-taking lapdog of Giuliani. Anyway, that Bernie Kerik, who was really the chauffeur of Giuliani and should not really have risen above that, was made the police chief of New York City. The thing, again, I had found interesting was of the many trips he made to Israel. And it just makes you wonder, what are New York City or Los Angeles City police chiefs doing running to Israel all the time? What is going on? I never actually got to investigate that further, but if anybody has any thoughts, send them to me at imran@imran.com. Your views, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for listening. This is Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion and News Reviews, signing off.